Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdicts, and I'm your host Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear, The Walking Dead, Season 2, Episode 14 and 15, entitled Wrath and North. This is our instant cast. We just finished watching maybe 5 minutes ago.
Yep.
Season finale of Fear, The Walking Dead.
2 hours.
2 hours. 2 good hours, but I will say that it was just a little too long. Like, I feel they could have split it up over 2 weeks. Like, you know, episode 14 tonight, and then episode 15 next Sunday.
They could have did that.
You know, it's two hours is a lot when you're dealing with zombies and this much drama and death and gruesome and gory stuff. And I don't even think the season finale of The Walking Dead was 2 hours. I think it was like an hour and a half. I can't recall, but this was long.
Yeah, this was two shows.
Two full episodes.
Like, they could have had a two-day event.
Yes, a two-day event.
Would have been awesome.
Or even just Sunday and Sunday.
I'm not complaining. I loved it.
No, I definitely thought it was pretty... It was crazy.
It was.
It was on that Walking Dead level, even kind of darker.
Yeah, they got pretty dark. Pretty dark.
Maybe that's why I feel like it was a lot. Only because it was like, after you finish watching, it's kind of like, damn, like, how do you go to sleep after that? It was a lot. You know, you saw a dead kid.
That was so sad. That was sad.
That was probably the saddest part. You saw Madison fuck Alicia over again.
I can't say she fucked her over, but... Hey,
she betrayed her trust.
I can't say that neither.
Well, she did something. She did something. I mean, obviously, Alicia wasn't cool with it.
I think Alicia was just in disbelief.
Yeah, like, damn, this is what we came here for?
Yeah. Like, why? But you know what? I understood her. I actually understood that part. I mean, you have your family. Might as well get the whole family back together.
Now, were you surprised that Strand stayed behind?
No. I knew already that Strand was making an exit.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a few episodes. Like, when he got stabbed, you said Strand's going to make an exit.
Yeah, but I didn't think it would be like this. I thought maybe he would just leave. But, I mean, I knew that an exit was going to take place somewhere. And this was, like, the perfect time for them to split parts.
Okay, that is one thing I was kind of, like, a little disappointed in the group for. And I guess we can talk about it a little more when we get to our full recap. But, like, when they drove the gates open or gates down. I'm like, damn, y'all left, but now you put them in jeopardy still.
But then, you know, they had to make a fast exit, a quick exit. And I don't think they had keys. I think the person with the keys was the person who was dead.
Okay. So they really, it's not like someone could have got out and opened the gate. They had right. No choice but to run it.
No choice.
And at this point, no one was going to stop. And none of the people, like whoever the lady, I forgot her name, the one that had the keys originally, they weren't going to come out and help them and say, let me let y'all go. You know, too much went down at this point.
Yeah, not at this point. But what's a shocker to me is her nephew. Remember her nephew wanted them dead or wanted Travis dead?
Right. Well, not Travis. Wanted the groom dead. Remember, they had the nephew. Remember when we first met him?
No. I'm talking about tonight. The nephew was the one that kept saying, kill him or we can't let them just be up there asleep.
Right.
While this is happening down here. And I'm thinking, didn't your aunt just try to kill a room full of people? She locked a room full of people inside a little, what's it, the banquet?
Yeah.
The little room. And she killed a couple of people. But now, all of a sudden, you know, somebody can't be comfortable because someone else died. They killed someone.
Right.
So I really didn't get that. I thought he was too vested into the death of the people that his auntie already tried to kill.
I thought they were too invested in the guy that ended up dying. Like, I don't know how I missed it. I must have blinked when Travis hit that guy. And somehow he got hurt or whatever, the one that they end up doing brain surgery on.
Right.
Which I thought was stupid. Like, come on. You as a doctor, you should know you do not have the tools to do brain surgery. This should have been like, that should have not even been an option. Like, if someone needs brain surgery in the apocalypse and you don't have the tools, you're using a box cutter, dude, it's not going to work.
I don't think he wanted to do a full brain surgery. I think he was just trying to open them up to kind of relieve some of the pressure.
No, but then he drilled in his head. Ew, it was so gross. Did you not see that? Yeah,
he had to drill through his skull. Ugh. But he was saying that he needed to kind of get rid of some of the pressure right there.
Okay.
In order for the guy to make it.
I don't know. I think it seems like it would have been like a no-brainer.
Like he's dead.
Yeah,
let
he's
him go.
Dead. Let him go. Cutting him open, the apocalypse.
Now, I know you questioned during the show, did Travis actually hit the door that hard on him? Or hit him that hard with the door?
Yeah, since I kind of missed that scene, I was like, how exactly did that happen? And you were saying that the door hit him. And I'm like, well, it doesn't seem like a door hitting somebody could do that much damage. I mean, maybe not pass him out. I don't know. I've never even hit that door.
Well, you know how it is in the TV world.
Yeah.
In the TV world, it's just so easy to get knocked out.
Right.
Like, you could punch somebody, they pass out. Kick them, they pass out. Anything you hit them with, they're passing out. It's no getting hit and getting back up unless you're one of the crazy people.
Right. Unless you're a villain.
If you're a villain, you get hit multiple times and you just keep getting back up. It's hard to kill you. But if you're not a villain, one of the good guys or something, or somebody neutral, once you get hit, expect to pass out.
All right.
So that lets you know it is zombie apocalypse. You better choose your side wisely.
Right.
Either you're going to be a villain and be just like the strongest person in there.
And never die.
Or you're going to be the good guy or just the person that's just there. And you're going to pass out every other episode.
Wait, but to be fair, those villains died today. Tonight's episode.
But they put up a good fight.
Yeah.
A very good fight.
It just seems
they deserve to die. I hate to say that, but they did.
Yeah, they killed a baby.
But let's go back to what you were saying about did the door actually hit him that hard. The thing is, I think it could have. Because Travis was so angry. He wasn't himself at that moment. So, in rage, we don't know how hard he actually hit the door and how hard the door actually hit the guy's head.
Right.
Like, so, it that can be realistic. It didn't look like he hit him that hard. But like I said, in a rage, you never know, you know, how much strength, someone has.
Right.
But back to the villains dying, they deserve that.
They definitely deserve it.
I never say anybody deserved to die, but come on now.
Yeah, why did they kill the family? The family was leaving. What was the point of killing the family? The family wasn't going to come back and tell everyone that you know that you got it out of them where they live or whatever the case is. There was no reason to kill the family, especially the baby, the girl.
Oh, well, we talked about two different villains.
Oh, which villain are you talking about?
I was talking about the guys that killed Chris. The amigos. The one that
the Brio amigos. I love that flashback. Yeah, I was talking about the different villains.
Yeah, when you said they died, I was like, well, they put up a good fight. I was talking about the Brio amigos.
Oh, okay. That's why I was like, how do you know they put up a good fight when we said that? Because I was thinking we never saw them.
Well, I thought you were talking about Brio amigos because we were talking about Travis.
Yeah, but when we were talking about Travis, for some reason, I was thinking about towards the end when they were all at the old house or whatever, the village or whatever. Woodbury 2.0. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they put up a good fight. We don't know if any one of them are left.
Well, remember, we saw a few of them as wasted, or, right. You know, as walkers.
But we didn't see, like, the main villain.
We didn't? No. I thought we saw one of them.
No, I don't think we saw the main villain.
Okay, I don't know which one is the main one.
The leader.
Marco? Was his name Marco?
Probably, I don't know.
Okay. Well, my thing is, how did any of them die? Like, you saw the walkers coming. Run. That was, like, a big city. Run away.
But I don't think there's a way. I think there's only one way in, one way out of that city.
Yeah. It's a city. You know what I mean? There's nowhere.
But the thing is, there's places to hide. And that's why I said we don't know if all of them died. There could be some in there hiding, waiting for their chance to get out.
That's true.
So we saw a couple run.
Yeah, they started running at the beginning. As soon as they were like, okay, shit, we can't shoot all of these.
Yeah, but back to what I was talking about, the Bromigos.
Right.
I'm not too happy about Chris. In fact, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry he died.
Using his words, huh?
I think his father tried to warn him. He didn't listen. And the same way the other guy got taken out, they took him out.
Right. The same exact way. I mean, and you could tell in the end, even though it was just like a flashback, that Chris kind of looked scared. I mean, he's like crawling away.
Right.
And it's kind of like, dude, this is exactly what's going to happen to you because it happened. You did the same thing to James.
But I wonder why they killed Chris. He didn't make the pack.
Wait, no, he didn't do the same thing to James. But, yeah, he didn't make the pack. He's like, yo, I didn't say I wanted to die.
Yeah, he was a part of it.
Right.
So these guys, they're just bad guys. Right, they were bad people.
Oh, man, Travis killing them. That was gruesome. That fight, that fight, I mean, as soon as Travis turned around and closed the door, I was like, oh my gosh, we are seeing a different Travis. We're about to see a different Travis.
And we did. But what's so funny to me is how Manny was just tapping on the door like, no, 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 stop, stop, stop. I was like, break a window.
Right.
There's plenty of ways to get in there.
Now, there were small windows, but in the end, the guy, whoever broke the window that threw the chair through the big windows, and came, they could have did that like a long time ago.
A long time ago. I think, yeah, they were small windows, but I mean, you can reach your arm in there, unlock the door, maybe open it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
So I don't think she tried hard enough. But still, it's not her fault.
Right.
You know, Travis could only be blamed for what Travis did. And I don't really think he did a bad thing, but he did a bad thing. He violated the rules that they had in place.
But he didn't even know the rules yet.
But these are human beings.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, common sense.
You know right from wrong.
Right, right, right. Now, I will say, when the guy first started telling this story and they said how Chris flew out the window, and then when Travis is like, well, where is he? I want to go to him. And they're like, we buried him. That's when I was like, bullshit.
Bullshit.
You guys did not even bury James. So now you're going to all of a sudden bury Chris, who you've only known for a few days.
Right. You don't bury your own friends.
Right. So I was like, oh, they're lying. So when I thought they were lying, I thought they were lying because I thought maybe Chris ran away or whatever. I thought he was still alive at that point. And then when they said it again and said that he died, I was like, damn.
Well, when they were telling Maddie the story down in this, like, facility where they would take care of people, the little patients, hospital area, I guess, they were saying that, or when Derek looked at Brandon and said, you say he wasn't carrying his weight. And I'm thinking, like, how long were they together? What's the time span? And what do they mean about not carrying his weight?
Right. Like, what are they doing that's more work than what Chris is doing?
Right.
Besides driving. And then he said, we didn't even get that far. So then how were you guys both driving and got too tired? And then that's another thing, though. What was the rush? It's the end of the world. What's these deadlines that these fake false deadlines that they're making for themselves? Like, we have to get here by this time. Why didn't y'all just pull over and go to sleep?
Right. So that part was kind of crazy to me. I'm thinking, you know, kill a Chris to kill somebody for y'all.
Right.
They gave him that cool nickname.
Right, right.
But this dude's not carrying his weight. And like you said, all they're doing is driving. Everything that should have happened tonight. You know, we've been saying that Chris shouldn't have been around. The Bromigos, they're gone also. So.
Yeah. We got a lot of deaths in this episode, or in these two episodes.
We did.
You know, not even just including Chris, but just the Bromigos, the bad villains that left the warehouse, which I don't see why they did. Their spot was kind of cool.
Their spot was the shit.
And then what did he have? I wonder, remember when he told, who was he telling the reason why they were leaving? Because, oh, when he was telling Nick, he's like, yeah, I used to not get along with this guy, but now I have something he wants. Oh, did he mean the town? Is that what he meant, maybe?
He had the town, and the guy had the drugs.
Okay.
But the guys could have brought the drugs to the little Walmart, yeah. The super Walmart.
Right, right.
So I don't understand that. It's like everybody have a place. Everybody has a nice place. And they're trying to get somewhere else. Like, what made him think that this town was better than where he was at?
Right.
If you found a town, anybody could find that town.
Or what makes him think, why couldn't he just go there and live there with among the people? Why did he have to take it? You know? Why can't he just go, hey, can we stay here with y'all?
Right. Because I would think they'd be more dangerous in numbers.
Right.
And when you saw them take over, it was probably like 10 of them.
You talking about the villains?
The villains.
Yeah.
It was only about 10.
Now, Ophelia, when that guy came and started, well, first of all, I don't get why on this episode several times. We'll talk about it at the end with Nick. But why is it when people see someone randomly, they're just now shooting people? Like, you just,
right.
You see someone and you just start shooting them for no apparent reason. But when Ophelia hid behind that tree unsuccessfully and the guy came up to her, I swear I thought it was going to be Daniel. Because I still believe Daniel's alive. I just feel like his death that we didn't really even see, I don't know, just wasn't enough to convince me that he's dead. So I don't know if maybe next season we'll see Daniel is wherever this guy, I'm guessing he's not going to kill Ophelia, is going to take her to. Daniel's there recovering and it's going to be like some type of mini reunion. But at first, I thought it was Daniel. And now that it wasn't, I'm assuming that they're going to still somehow find each other.
And you're right. When you said, why are people just shooting at people? Why are they stopping them? I don't understand that. If this person is no threat to you, walking in the opposite direction.
Right.
Just let them go.
Especially Ophelia, in her case.
Like, save your bullets.
It was one lady by herself. I mean, why just go and start shooting at her?
Yeah, you don't have to stop her.
Right.
You can keep going about your business. Like, oh, shit, that's nobody. Let me save these bullets if someone come. It's like every time someone sees somebody, they just got to have them.
Yeah.
Like they collected Pokemons or something.
Right. Their first instinct is to always shoot and shoot to kill.
Well, he wasn't shooting to kill.
Yeah, I mean, his was he was like shooting at her feet or whatever.
Yeah, he was just trying to capture her. He got to get them all.
Now, the guy at the end, or the guys at the end that shot up Nick and Ophelia, what was that about?
With that Border Patrol?
I'm like, are they still on the job? Are they still, like, taking their job that damn serious? Like, they're still, you know, quote unquote, protecting the border or whatever? That's what I don't know, flabbergasted. I didn't even know what to say at that part because I was like, what is going on? I didn't see it coming, I will say that. So that was good.
Right. I mean, I guess it wasn't time to clock out yet. No matter what's going on. Right. Some apocalypse. Like, they got to get their 40 hours that week.
Now, Lucinda looked like she got shot, but when they were flipping her and Nick over and kicking them, she didn't seem like, I didn't see any blood dripping from her.
Yeah, she got shot in the chest.
Okay. What is your prediction on who those guys are? And at this point, why did they start shooting at him? But then when they get up close to him, they don't shoot him. They, like, kick Nick. They assault him instead.
I mean, I think they're Border Patrol. I think that's who they are.
Okay.
I wasn't joking.
Well, at first you were like, I wonder if they think they're walkers since they did have all that blood on them.
I thought it at first, but when they got closer and they had the little outfits on, like the little army outfits or whatever.
Right.
And then they tried to take them instead of killing when they got close.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's Border Patrol. I'm just curious what's going to happen next season. We have so many storylines that we can run with now. They got rid of my favorite storyline, the Chris and Travis.
Yeah, that was good.
The Ophelia. I mean, I thought they were going to make something out of that. Maybe she got to America.
Yes.
But where did they go from there? I don't know about the Strand storyline. I think that's going to be my least favorite for next season.
If Strand will even be a storyline. Strand, that just might be over at this point.
Yeah.
Now, I am happy that they're going back to America. Because the series started in L.A. When we first started the show, we thought it was going to be an L.A. show. Like, oh, all the possibilities of L.A. And they were in L.A. for, like, hop, skip, and a second. Well, they were in L.A. for all of season one.
Yeah, for one season.
But they were in a community, so it's not even like they ventured out to where we saw, like, you know, different parts of L.A. Except for that one time when Daniel let the people, you know, all the people out of the stadium.
Oh, you wanted to see Ocean Drive and all that.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to see something.
Is that a place in L.A.? I know that's in Miami. What did L.A. have? Rodale?
Yeah.
You want to see you Walker shopping and stuff?
No, I mean.
With the hottest bags.
With Walking Dead, we got to see Atlanta. They actually named stuff that's in Atlanta, even if it wasn't filmed in Atlanta. I mean, like, or it was filmed in Atlanta, but like the CDC. The CDC in Walking Dead was not the real CDC, but still, at least they name drop the CDC. They name drop different right. stuff that's in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Whereas here in the LA, they didn't do any of that. They didn't say like, oh, this is where the like LA something is or something. I don't know.
Well, you got to be fair. The first season, I don't think they had a direction. They knew what they wanted to do, but they didn't plan it out successfully. Because the first season was just blah. It was just there. I think it took them to the second half of this season to really plant their foot in the ground and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. And it got exciting after that.
Yeah. I mean, because these last two episodes were really good. The two tonight, the season finale.
This whole second half.
I'm not going to say this whole second half, but yes. I know you like the second half more than me. But for the most part, out of the 8 episodes that happened this second half, I will say I probably liked 5 of them. Maybe even 6.
I'm going to go 8 for 8.
Okay.
Home runs.
Yeah. You know what's
Grand slams.
You know it's crazy, though, when the episode came off? You know how I usually wait to see, like, scenes from next week? And that's when I kind of got a little sad. I'm like, oh, there is no scenes. Like, you know, they're not going to show us no scenes for next week because it's done. It's not going to come back on for a year. So I think, you know, with Fear, they've had a lot to hold up to compared to The Walking Dead all the time, even we kind of do it a lot, compare the two. But I think this right here put them on the map.
It did.
And I have a feeling that people are not going to sleep on Fear anymore. They're not going to talk that much shit about it as they have been doing.
I think you're right.
Well, that does it for our Instinct cast. We will be back Wednesday with a full recap. We'll talk about everything, those full 2 hours.
Yeah.
Do our likes, our dislikes. I don't think we have that many dislikes. If we do, it's more character dislike rather than show.
It's more of a why.
Yeah, or why. Like, damn, why'd that have to happen? So, a lot to talk about because we had 2 hours of it. So, we would love to hear from you guys. If you have an opinion on what happened in tonight's season finale, hit us up, dead@theverdictsin.com. Or you can also hit us up on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin. And we will discuss your feedback on the podcast. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.